Blog Talk Radio.
Beginning to pull the, at least I have pulled the blankets out. So we are just looking forward to this gorgeous season. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the show this morning. We are having two fabulous guests on this show today. My first guest will be joining us at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my first guest is going to be Dori DiCarlo. And Dori is the host of the Mom Radio. And she's also a mompreneur. And she's coming on and she's going to be telling us how we can have it all. We can have great family, amazing children who are well-disciplined, mannered, and everything. And we can still have a successful business. And then at 11 a.m., we're going to have someone who is a returning guest, Mr. Brian Dulaney. He is a serial entrepreneur and has been involved in internet marketing for more than 5 years. I tell you, the young man is a genius. So today I tell you, when we engage guests, we get the best of it all. So grab your pen, grab your tea, your green juice, whatever it is that you're drinking this morning. I have my water here. I have my juice already. I already drank my tuna, fresh organic tuna juice from Jamaica. So I am ready for the morning. So I want to remind you that I always welcome your involvement in the conversations. And the way you can do that is by calling 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. The chat room is also up and running, and I look for you to be in there this morning to keep the energy going. In the meantime, I want to share from celebrating 365 days of gratitude. And when I picked up the book this morning, I opened it, and I just opened the book at October the 18th, and I know it's not yet October the 18th. However, I feel led to read this one for you. And the title of this entry is The Gifts of Vulnerability. When I first started blogging, the author writes, nearly 6 years ago, I had no idea how it would impact my life. I thought that I'd simply share a few organizing tips and get some ideas to organize my own home better. Amazingly, I made some fantastic blogging friends through that blog, and I have had the privilege of meeting three of them in person. One blogger and I even coordinated holidays and traveled from South Africa and Arizona to meet up in Scotland for a holiday of a lifetime and very special shared experiences. Eventually, I started a private blog to talk about the pain of infertility, and a whole new world opened to me. Suddenly, I could connect with people all over the world who were in the exact same situation as me. Fortunately, most of us eventually became pregnant and are now deep in the trenches of motherhood together. The moral of the story, don't discount friendships just because they are online. If you are vulnerable and you have the courage to reach out to a stranger, chances are someone will reach out to you too and be exactly the person who can support and encourage you. This entry was submitted by Marcia Francois, Francois. And what an amazing story, because, you know, a lot of times shame and pride and ego get in the way of us being vulnerable. And we are meant to share our stories because we never know who it will touch and who it will make a difference in their lives. Because although we are unique people, there are so many others out there who are really going through similar situations and are looking for someone to talk to. And whether it is virtually or in person, us sharing deep from inside of who we are will make a difference in someone's life. So thank you so much, Marcia, for sharing your personal story. I might just well go ahead and read one more, because this one too touches my heart. Perfect timing. The doctor's ultimatum was clear. Either move to the first floor flat or install an elevator. Going up and down flights of stairs will do lasting harm to your feet. My husband, a recipient of a kidney transplant, had had his share of side effects from the procedure that saved his life. This was the latest. After years of designing our apartment, the thought of moving was unthinkable. Uncertain of the outcome, unsure of how it would be accomplished, the decision was made to proceed. 2 years later, after many trials and tribulations, we had our answer. On July the 24th, 2011, we were given the keys to our elevator. Who could have known that only a week later, my husband would sustain a serious fall that would injure his leg? It was then that I understood the wisdom of the Jewish proverb, God sends the cure before the wound, and understood the concept of perfect timing. Without the elevator, it would have been impossible for my husband to return home from the hospital. Thank you, Tispa Whiskey, for sharing your family's story. Okay, while I wait for my first guest to call in, I want to use this time to speak to you about a project that I'm getting ready to launch in Jamaica, West Indies. If you have been listening to my last three or four episodes of the show, you can recall me mentioning about the breakfast feeding program I am called to set up at the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland. Excuse me. And I answered that call when I went on vacation a few weeks ago back home to Jamaica, West Indies. Paid a visit to my school and had a brief conversation with the principal and found out about the needs there for the children who are coming to school without breakfast. I just had to take a sip of water to just hydrate my throat. And I'm telling you, I've been doing this show here since 2009, and I have not yet reached out to you, my listeners, for financial support. And I am doing that now, not for myself, but for those children. It's only 100 children that we need to provide fresh breakfast for 5 days a week. We also need to hire a cook. We need to buy all the produce from the local farmers for their breakfast. My goal is to make sure that these children will have a healthy breakfast. So I'm reaching out to each and every one of you to donate whatever you can. We have our first three donors, and every little bit counts. I want to thank our three donors who see it fit to step up to the plate and to contribute what they can to get this program going. We are in the process of forming the nonprofit and working on the website and all of that. But while we are doing those things, the children are hungry. So why don't you give what you can? You can visit on Facebook, and there's an event set up there called the Breakfast Feeding Program. And also on LinkedIn, if you are connected with me on LinkedIn. And I ask you, please, whether you would be generous enough in sharing it with your network of supporters and friends. I know I cannot do it alone, but with the support of each of you, we can get this done. And the children's life will be changed dramatically forever. Not only will they be healthier, but their academics will be improved, because you all know that no one, not an adult, not a child, no one can learn and exist on an empty stomach. So I ask you, if you have any questions, feel free to call me here on the show, 646-915-8166. Call me here on the show and ask me any questions you want. You know, right now people they're giving cash, they're giving check, they are going on PayPal account and they are donating there. Whatever float your boat, whatever medium you would like to use, we are welcoming that. The other thing I want to do is to ask you to keep the project in your prayers, that we will be surrounded by genuine people who love children and wants to do the best for them. That we will get the right people, because once you start a project, everybody wants to come out of the woodwork. And majority of those people has ulterior motive. We are asking that everyone that gets connected with the Breakfast Feeding Program in Carmel, Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies, are sent by God to support me on this journey. Again, I ask for your donations. I ask for your support. Whatever you can do, everyone can do something. So I ask that you will get in touch with me. You could email me here on you could send me an inbox message here on the radio. You can send me a message on Facebook, or you could email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, and it's the numeral 1, dynamicdaphne, the numeral 1@gmail.com. I look forward for your support and prayers on this project. So I wanted to stay tuned, because we are going to have momentarily, in like 12 minutes, we will have my honored guest calling in, and we are going to have a fabulous time. So as we wait on her to call in, man, those of you who did not listen to the show on Sunday, we had a fabulous, fabulous time. And I want to just play one of Elder Pierre's song for you. I am telling you, the gentleman, it has some vocal. Oh my heavens. I tell you, someone who listened to the show, we were speaking on the phone, and she said, oh, thank you so much for playing his music as well. And I am looking, again, I just love this one here, and I am going to play it for you. My latter shall be greater, because I'm claiming that for myself as well.
My latter shall be greater than my past. I will be blessed more than I can ask. Spite of all that has been done, my best is yet to come. And my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past. My ladder shall be greater than all of my past. I will be blessed more than I can ask. Of all that has been done, my best is yet to come. And my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past.
Yes, I know that each and every one of us, we haven't even begun to scratch the surface of the success that we are going to have. So I tell you, this is going to be my personal theme song. So, you know, if you have not yet begun to affirm that, I want you to start affirming that for yourself. And so we should have in 7 minutes, we should have Dora calling in. And in the meantime, I want to just read for you about Dori DiCarlo, host of Word of Mom Radio, is committed to empowering mompreneurs and business women. A background in theater has led her to the Blog Talk Radio, where she began as a co-host of The Three Wise Girls with Debbie Broth and Linda Alexander. After doing a two-part segment on mompreneurs, and with their encouragement enabled her to also develop her own BTR show, Word of Mom Radio. Because, let's face it, she says, if you really want to get the word out, moms are the best word of mouth advertisement there is. 6 years of previous marketing and sales background went into developing Safety First bags. And that's a bag that she sells. I'm sure she'll talk about that as well. I have worked extensively with people with disability and is also an interpreter for the hearing impaired. Because of this side of my background, we introduced the 2 wheelchair backpacks into our full line of clear bags and backpacks, so children and adults with mobility issues would not have to wait until our product line has further developed. And that is our guest that is coming on momentarily. I'm hoping she will call in any minute now. Dori DiCarlo. And Dori is coming on in at 10:30. Then at 11, I have Mr. Brian Dulaney. And Brian has been on the show already speaking about SEO, search engine optimization, but he has something brand new that he's launching, the perfect funnel system that each and every one of us really, really need. Brian Dulaney is a social entrepreneur and has been involved in internet marketing for more than 5 years. After completing his BS in marketing at Liberty University, Brian started blogging and ranking for keywords. And day one, Brian started dominating product launches using SEO lead capture and follow-up marketing strategies. He turned his lead generation strategies into methods that he systemized and has been monetizing ever since. How it all started. Brian made his first $750 in his first 7 days of publishing content online. Brian did not put much work to making his first $750 online, but he wanted to understand the science behind how he was able to make money. So call in at 11. Call in at 11 and you will be hearing from Mr. Brian Dulaney himself. And I think that this is my honored guest. Caller, your last 4 digits are 6577. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Daphne. This is Dori DiCarlo. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. I got a bit nervous when I saw you posted that you were on in Pacific time. So.
Well, you know what? It's so funny because when I do the posts for my show, I always do, you know, 10 a.m. PT, 11, yeah. 10, you know, 1 p.m., you know, yeah. ET. So yeah. it just naturally came out that way.
Yes. Well, I am glad. I am glad that you're here. And what an honor, what a privilege it is to have you on. You are someone who has a wealth of knowledge and information to pass on. And I know that the guests and the listeners will be so blessed to have you on, and they are going to be more knowledgeable for stopping by this morning. And you know something, Dori? When I read your bio, because you remember I was asking, where do I know your name from? I don't know if you recall me saying that to you. The mm-hmm. first time you and I actually met was at the CT Business Showcase.
I remember.
You know, and I'm saying, I know this lady, so now I'm at ease with that. So I just, while I was waiting on you to call in, I went ahead and I read your bio for the listeners. But what I want to do now is to offer you an opportunity to just tell people a little bit that you want them to know about who you are and why are you so passionate about mompreneurs.
Well, you know, I was a mompreneur long before we were mompreneurs. My children are now grown and gone. They're 24, 22, and 20. But I became a single mom when they were 6, 4, and 2. And my children's father is a wonderful man. We just didn't work married. We always worked as parents. But I wanted to stay home with my kids. So I worked when they were with their father. I did so many different jobs when they were out of the house to stay a full-time mom. And then eventually started working from home, did some multi-level marketing with a couple of different companies. And it gave me the opportunity to learn that I didn't want to work this hard for someone else. I wanted to build my own business. And that's why I always loved multi-level marketing, because it gives you that opportunity to, quote-unquote, have your own business. And so I started doing marketing and design for people. I would design their collateral materials and things like that. And then Columbine happened. And as a Christian mom, I wanted to find a way to keep our school safe. So I started this line of clear bags and backpacks to try to keep guns and drugs out of schools. Mm-hmm. And my house, as my kids grew up, became the house where other people's kids came to live.
Mm-hmm.
To keep them out of foster care.
Mm.
And, you know, whether they lived with us for a week or a month or a year, they were with us. And
yes.
Then I took in a friend of mine's son, mm-hmm. who, my children were 18, 16, and 14 at the time. He was 14 months old.
Wow.
Right. And, you know, here I have a business now. I have an office upstairs. I would get the kids up in the morning. I'd wake up in the morning an hour before I had to wake them up, do all my emails that came in the night before, wake them up, and I was the hot breakfast mommy. You know, I made pancakes and waffles and all that stuff, would drop them off at school, go up to the office. The next thing I know, the door would open when they took the bus home from school. And at 3 o'clock, I would stop. I might bake some cookies, whatever, spend a little time with them, take them to their practices or go to their ball games, you know, and things like that. Come home. My kids always were great sleepers. Even as teenagers,
yes.
they were in bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
What
because,
a discipline.
Not because, well, no, that wasn't me. That was them. They knew they needed their sleep. They liked their sleep.
So
they would go to bed. I'd go back up to my office, and I'd work until 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and 6 o'clock in the morning. It would start all over again.
Wow.
Being a mompreneur for me was just, I'm a mom.
Yes.
First and foremost,
yes.
I'm a mom.
Yes.
Because I took Jared, I wound up on this social media journey because I now had to figure out how to make my computer work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was now no longer free. When my kids were teenagers, I had a friend who would come. My girlfriend Kelly would bring her little boy, and they would stay at. She'd stay at my house for a week if I had to be on the road. And all
wow.
she had to do was get the kids up for school and pick them up after practices.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't
mm-hmm.
happen with a toddler.
Beautiful.
So now, for the first time, I had to go to daycare and all that kind of stuff. So as I said, I had to figure out how to make my computer work for me. Wound up on this social media journey.
Mm-hmm.
Started doing a show on Blog Talk Radio called Three Wise Girls with Debbie Barth and Linda Alexander. And I did a two-part segment on mompreneurs. And Linda called me and said, you know what, you found a niche. And this is your passion, and you should go for it. So
beautiful.
That's how Word of Mom Radio began. And
beautiful.
That is what put me on this path of just
yes.
giving women a voice and validating
yes.
those women
yes.
who work from home and breaking those myths that, you know, we dabble in business in between getting
yes.
our nails done and bake sales.
You know,
women.
What an amazing story. Because you know something? If there's one guest who deserves the platform to speak about mompreneur, it's Dora DiCarlo. Because you know something. I have listened to you, and I have detected the authenticity in what you do. Mompreneur is not a buzzword for you. It is who you are, Dory.
It is.
And women need to hear from you, because there are a lot of people out there who are using buzzwords, and they know that, oh, the search engine will pick this up when I put that. But you are what a mompreneur is all about. And I honor you. I honor you from the depths of my soul. I honor
you for doing that. Thank you.
If you are just joining, you're listening to the voice of Dory DiCarlo. And I want to encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can do so by calling 646-915-8166. The chat room is also open. And come on, guys, we want you there to be part of this conversation. I tell you, you are so well-rounded. I listen to a segment that you were on somebody else's show. I don't remember her name now. And I listened to that, and I said, wow, she got her stuff together. So you founded those bags, which we're going to talk about later, because I said, when I saw them, I said, that's it. She and I met at the CT Showcase, Harlan. Mm-hmm. Harlan Henry.
I just wrote a recommendation for him on LinkedIn.
Yes, yes.
The other day.
Yes. Harlan is the one that introduced us at that CT Showcase. And, you know, small world. That is why I tell people we ought to do all the good while we can, because the good that we do way outlive us. I tell you, I affirmed this weekend when I spoke to an old schoolmate of mine. But let's go to the task at hand, Dory. We had our pre-show dialogue, and you have some pointers down to the T. You know, a mompreneur, a small businesswoman, an entrepreneur, whomever she is, she can have it all. She can have a healthy, successful family, and she can have a booming business as well. You agree,
absolutely,
right?
Without a doubt.
How can we begin to do that? Because a lot of people who are listening, they are pulling their hair out, and they're thinking, oh, Dory's doing it a long time. She got her ducks in a row. She have it all together. That's not for me. I cannot do that. How can we begin? Where do we start?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think a lot of times, especially in the beginning when you're looking at social media, it's so daunting. Mm-hmm. You know, how do I get this going? And what people forget is that it's relationship marketing. Social media means that you are social. It's not just going up there and posting about your business. It's white noise. Take the time to get to know people. Take the time to genuinely want to know what they are doing. Genuinely creating dialogue and conversation. And one of the things that we do on Word of Mom Radio on Tuesdays, every other Tuesday, we have a business spotlight show. And Janice Clark, who's the owner of BizMSolutions.com, has a show called Social Media Help, Not Hype. And I always joke that there's a social media guru on every other corner, and if you want to pick a street to stop on, you need to stop on Janice Clark Boulevard. Because
that's right. I love it.
She is social media help, not hype. She's not going to blow smoke in your hair and, oh, if you do this, you'll be a millionaire. No, she's going to give you realistic ways of going in step by step. And believe me, I so look forward to her show on Tuesdays, and everything that she says to do is what I do, you know. And she takes the fear out of it. And that's what that show is. It's going into those archives and pulling it up and figuring out how to set up your Twitter page, how to use that Facebook timeline, how to make your LinkedIn profile professional, where people are going to want to connect with you, mm-hmm. creating the layered networking, all of those things. You know, you don't have to spend 10 hours a day online mm-hmm. to be engaged socially in social media. Mm-hmm. And as mompreneurs, it is that balance. It is finding that balance between building a business and raising a family. And in the beginning, when you're building a business, you're working in your business. Everything is you. You are chief cook and bottle washer, mm-hmm. you know, and 24 hours a day. I mean, again, as I said, when my kids were little, I started at 6 in the morning, took a break from 7:15 till 8:15 when I dropped them off, worked again till 3, got back at the computer about 8:30, and worked till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I mm-hmm. did that for years in my business. Mm-hmm. Then I got to the point that I started working on my business.
That's right.
And that's where the change, that's where the change happens. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When all of a sudden you trust that the seeds that you've planted are taking root. And you know what? I just wrote a blog the other day about life reinventing me. Mm-hmm. And it does. As a business owner, as a mompreneur, as a woman, as a person on this earth, life reinvents you all the time.
That's
you
right.
just have to be open.
Again. That's right.
And there you go.
And
exactly. Exactly.
You know, a lot of entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, small business people, they just get into one practice and they engrave it inside of them. It's tattooed.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to be ever receptive to listening to something else. And
right.
one thing I always point out, if you keep doing the same thing the same way all the time, you're going to get the same result. So you got to be creative and open to trying something else. Are you there?
Where'd my phone go?
Yes, you're back. I'm hearing you.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'd lost you. I'd lost you for a hot minute. Yes. So, you know, I love it because we all need to understand the importance of working at our business and working in our business. Also,
mm-hmm.
working smart, not hard.
Right.
Because as women, I think we always want to work so hard, but we have to watch others who are now working smart
right.
and adopt some of those as strategies from them. So
absolutely.
Now I want to address LinkedIn because from past conversations with some entrepreneurs, and even people who are using the tag mompreneurs, they do not have LinkedIn pages because they are saying, oh, that's for professionals, and I don't see myself in that category. What do you say to that, Dori?
Well, and there's the biggest problem. The biggest obstacle some people have is themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're selling Tupperware or Mary Kay, or you've created a product of your own, whatever. That is your business.
That's
you
right.
have now become a professional. As a mompreneur, you are not dabbling in business. That's why I say every week we're here breaking those myths that we're dabbling in business, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. No. And why shouldn't you be on LinkedIn? But let your profile reflect who you are. And that was, again, life reinventing me. When I went on LinkedIn, I went on LinkedIn for Safety First Bags. And that's what I was doing, and I was the owner of Safety First Bags. And then as I started doing Word of Mom, it became like a little blurb, part of a little blurb in my bio.
Mm-hmm.
When last week we did a show on Word of Mom Radio about LinkedIn and creating that, you know, making your profile where people are attracted to you and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I was like, you know, I have to look at the reality that I've done this bag company for years and years and years, and I'm in the process of rebranding it because, again, life reinventing itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I have to embrace the fact that the reason people really know who I am and know my name is because of Word of Mom Radio.
That's right.
And
that's right.
And so I went in and changed my title to host of Word of Mom Radio and Proud Mompreneur.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what I am. Mm-hmm. And I changed my bio, mm-hmm. moved it around to feature Word of Mom first, then mm-hmm. Safety First Bags, and the work mm-hmm. that I did with artists with disabilities and this and that and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
In a week's time, I've had, I don't know, 40-something connections.
That's right.
You know, because all of a sudden, I'm now authentically me.
Exactly.
I've never been a businesswoman. I stumbled onto business as a mom. All I was a mom trying to make a difference. That's what I was.
Dora, if I may interject here, you have always been a businesswoman. You just never claimed it, which
right.
is what a lot of the businesswomen now are doing. You'll hear people say, well, I'm only at this and I'm only at that. I said remove the only part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you begin to respect and claim who you are, your authenticity, your expertise, unless you begin to do that, no one else will recognize you for those qualities. So you need to begin to claim that. And once you do that, the rest of the world is going to begin to fall in love with you.
But you know what? And it's so funny that you say that. It was claiming the fact that, you know what? I am the host of Word of Mom Radio, and I'm a proud mompreneur.
That's right.
Who I am. That's who I am. And that is something for me that I am honored to claim, because I am blessed to met these amazing women on this social media journey that I have been on,
mm-hmm.
and given voice to them, validated
right.
who they are.
That's
made
right.
them realize that, hey, you know what? You are not toying at business. You are
yes.
smart and successful and beautiful, and you deserve people listening to you and everything else. And it's a wonderful, I just feel so blessed by God that I have this passion in me
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
share somebody else. You know, I was saying to you in our pre-call, my brother, when I first started doing, I was doing the show 9 or 10 months, and he's like, what's in it for you? And I was like, I get to share these fabulous women and this and that and blah, blah, blah. He's like, great, what's in it for you? And I said, Rick, you just don't understand what it's like to validate these women and be their first interview. Nobody's ever asked them to be on a radio show or whatever. And he was like, you own a business. Do you even run a commercial for your own company? And I stopped and I was like, no, I don't. He was like, how much of an idiot are you? And that's where all of a sudden I realized, oh, you know, it is okay for me to take a minute and a half out of the show and actually share what I do, because it never occurs to me.
Dory,
it never, ever occurs to me.
Dory, you hear me giggling in the background. You are repeating what my listeners, my client, my supporters say to me every day. You have people on your show. You're promoting them. What about you? You are powerful. You are amazing. You are an expert. Some of them say you are a guru in such and such a space. We don't hear you talking about you. And, you know, we are so blessed and God uses us. However, we got to learn to toot our own horns. And this is why when I was reading through some of your information, I said, I hope Dory is taking on rebranding clients, because I need to talk to her about rebranding me. Because, and it sounds like you're like me, we are not giving any justice to who we are. And it's okay to elevate and push others, but we also, for every push for them, for every two push for them, we need to push three for ourselves and to know it's okay to do that.
Right.
So, you know, thanks to people like Ricky and others who will lovingly nudge us to continue to do that. And we have to be a constant reminder to each other to say, hey, pencil something in for you as well. Okay, let's continue. We are talking with Dory DiCarlo. And she is the host of Mom Radio and a proud mompreneur. Although her kids are grown and gone, but she still claims it because That's what she did for a long, long time. So call in if you have some questions for her. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And on the note about not tooting our own horn, I want to remind you that if you are not yet connected with me on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, please do so. Just look me up, Dynamic Daphne or Daphne Clark Hudson. And I would love to hear from you. And on this A New Day radio show, we are here twice a week. We're here on Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And on Sundays, we are here at 7 p.m. Sometimes we go until 9 p.m. on Sundays, but most times we do 8:30. And I tell you, if you are in search for a spiritual coach, one who helps you to not lose your sight of vision and calling and purpose, but to tap into your authenticity, then I'm the coach for you. So reach out to me either by sending me a personal message here on the radio show, or you can email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. And check me out online. My website is DaphneClarkHudson.com. So I'm looking to serve you because I get results. So now back to my honored guest, Dori DiCarlo. Yes, Dori. So we left off and talking about how you reinvent your profiles. And you positioned yourself so people could find you for that which you are most recognized. So for the mompreneurs and entrepreneurs who are listening, if you have not yet created your LinkedIn profile, go over there and do it at the end of this show. And I tell you, I did listen to Janice's show as well, and Dori is honest. In saying that what she tells you to do, it works. She's not
unbelievable.
Just a fluff. Yes.
No, she's not. And you know what? We do it with laughter. We do it with humor. Janice has a 3.5-year-old daughter, and she's at home with her right now. And so Janice is a mompreneur's mompreneur.
Yes.
And it's every once in a while, little Miss Dorothy winds up making a little cameo appearance on the show and stuff.
Right.
You know, we keep joking that, you know, sooner or later we're going to have our little toddler corner and little Miss Dorothy will be the co-host.
That's right.
And I share that with women all the time. So many of the moms will be like, oh, you know, the kids might come in. I'm like, we love children, kid cameos. So do not ever be afraid if the dog is barking or the kids are yelling. We're mompreneurs. We live through this every day.
You know, Dori, as we look over some of the most prominent business owners in our world, people who are of different ethnicity from you and I, if you can look back when we go in their business, and I'm not going to call any culture or anything because they're not sponsoring the show, but we can learn a thing or two from them because we go into their business. And what they do, they prop up those little kids on the counters.
Mm-hmm.
And from their knee high, and they are learning business. But we, other cultures and women, we always want to separate our children from the business. So we can
really
learn from other people. It is.
Absolutely.
It is a shame.
You know what? Every once in a while, my daughter... You know, if she wanted to earn a little extra money, I'd say to her, hey, you know what, Courtney, I'll give you $10 an hour. You can work with me in the office.
That's right.
And I will never forget the first day that the phone rang, and I just looked at her, and I was like, go ahead. And she answered the phone, and she was so professional and took a little. I was like, you know, take a message because I'm in the middle of doing something. Took a message and, you know, but introduced herself. She's like, hello, this is Courtney, and how may I help you? And blah,
because
blah, 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 blah.
Modeling you for me.
Exactly.
She
she's modeling mommy,
you.
But it was
That's
so
right.
cute. And then she gets off the phone and she's like, you know, her little cute little laugh
Make
and stuff.
Proud.
And But it is. It is. It's a wonderful thing. You know, it's so funny. Again, my children are grown and gone. Right before I got on the phone with you, my oldest son called because he's going through some stuff right now. Mm-hmm. I say it all the time to parents. You know,
yes.
I learned this when I was in school. I didn't go back to college until I started having a family.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing theater professionally. I was off on my own doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through college pregnant with three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget Dr. Sands saying that it is a parent's job to set boundaries and it is a child's job to negotiate the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it is not a democracy. It is a dictatorship. You are the king. And if they don't like it, they can move out. It doesn't matter that they're seven. And
I love it.
But it's true. That
yes.
and the fact that I said to my son once, my son said to me, you know, when does my opinion count in this family? I said, when you pay rent. I
That's
said, until
right.
then, you're along for the ride. I said, understand,
mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying. I take into consideration your feelings. But ultimately, I am the adult. I am your parent.
That's
I'm your
right.
mom. And I have to make these decisions.
That's
I said,
right.
I said, nobody will love you like I will. I'm your mom.
That's
I will stand
right.
by you. I will respect you. I will defend your decision, even if it isn't the decision I wanted to see you make. But don't ever confuse me with a friend. I'm
That's
not your
right.
friend. I'm your mom.
Exactly. I
but
love it.
But the thing
it.
Is, if you do the mom thing right when your children are little, as they become adults, that friendship, that sharing naturally happens. I marvel at the fact that my son will be 25 in April, and when something happens, I am who he calls.
Calls.
All three of my kids, when something's upsetting them, something's hurting them, they're confused, they need answers, I am who they trust to
because
call.
Because they know they are getting the truth from you.
Exactly.
And whatever they are going through, you have separated that from who they are, and you can deal with the truth,
mm-hmm.
and they get it. It's not camouflage. It is not sugar-coated.
Right.
Okay, we are at 10:56, and we are going to continue in our conversation until my next guest calls in. So I want for you to talk about the mom radio now, and what is it you offer for other mompreneur, and when is it on, and all of that good stuff.
Okay, well, Word of Mom Radio is here on Blog Talk Radio. We air our business show, our business spotlight is every other Tuesday. So this Tuesday coming up, I'm trying to think if it's this Tuesday coming up or next Tuesday. I mean, I actually have to go in and look
mm-hmm.
As to when our next show is. And actually the next Word of Mom is going, the next business spotlight is Janice is going to be talking about Pinterest. Because people have been, you know, back and forth with Pinterest. I do have to encourage people, when you were saying about LinkedIn, pull
mm-hmm.
up that archive and follow what Janice says. You're confused
mm-hmm.
about Twitter. You're confused about Facebook. Pull up the archive. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/wordofmomradio
mm-hmm.
and then pull up the archives of Janice's shows. Because she will walk you through all of the social media and how to get it done. And then on Thursdays, every Thursday, my show airs. And that's where I share mompreneurs and businesswomen.
Mm-hmm.
And this Thursday coming up, I am sharing Aria Yeager.
All
who
right.
I just absolutely adore her. And again, one of the women that I've been blessed to meet through social media. She's a spiritual advisor and a humanitarian. Our show wound up, actually, we had to pre-tape it, and it wound up a two-hour show, just a two-hour
wow.
conversation
nice.
With the two of us and guest callers calling in and things like that. And so, but every Thursday I air, the show airs from 2 p.m. till 3:30, and then, of course,
Eastern.
Happily here on Eastern Standard Time, and then happily on Blog Talk, that's the wonderful thing. As mompreneurs, we're busy. 2 to 3:30 may not work out for you. Our archives are there for you at any time. Make yourself a cup of tea, pour yourself a cocktail, whatever. Sit back and make it live whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is
mm-hmm.
the best part
mm-hmm.
of Blog Talk Radio,
mm-hmm.
is that women can come back, and men, too. We have more and more men, especially on that business spotlight,
mm-hmm.
that are tuning into Janice's show because they're like, my God, the woman's brilliant, and she's
mm-hmm.
fun. You
mm-hmm.
know, we're always laughing about something. Because
wonderful.
As you know, you have a show. You never know where the conversation is going to go. It just kind of goes as it does.
Yes. And I have my next guest calling in, Dory.
Great.
But I tell you, I really need to have you back on. And I want for you to give people your information, how to get in touch with you. But we are going to be having you back because I tell you, you have a wealth of information. So tell people how to get in touch with you, please, Dory.
Please feel free to email me, wordofmomradio@gmail.com. You can visit our website, wordofmomradio.com, and see our blogs and posts and schedules. Follow me on Facebook. It's Word of Mom Radio, so facebook.com/wordofmomradio. And same thing on Twitter, Word of Mom Radio. So
before
we're just branding Word of Mom Radio everywhere.
And before you go, though, I want to allow you a few minutes to just summarize your conversation this morning with the listeners. What do you want to leave them with? What, if anything, you want them to hold on to out of all of the wonderful information that you gave them?
Well, you know, celebrate you. Remember every day that something wonderful is about to happen. You know, every day brings its own challenges. Don't be afraid to let life reinvent you.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is always going to be good, but there's never going to be anything. As your family, as you're building your business and your family saying to you, when are you going to get a real job? We've all suffered through this. That's why mompreneurs are so wonderful. We support and empower each other in a way that business women don't do. Mompreneurs are there to share, to get us through the hump, to applaud us when we're doing well, and to pick us up when we fall. And if anything that I can do as far as sharing you, I love sharing moms. It
Beautiful.
Is what I do. So contact us, listen to the show, you know, wordofmomradio.com. You'll find out everywhere and everything that we're doing. Follow us, get to know us. We really love our moms.
Okay.
So, Daphne, thank you so much for having me on. I cannot wait to have you on the 18th
and talk about your
breakfast program and everything that you are doing.
Thank you so much, Dory. And I hope that you can find some time in your schedule to listen to my other guest that's coming on. Because I tell you, the brother is fantastic.
Oh, I had your show on before we started. So I'm going to, once I hang up, I'll hit the unmute button and absolutely listen.
Thank you so very much, Dory. You have a blessed rest of the week. And I will be talking to you off air later on.
You too, Daphne, and thank you again for having me on. I was honored. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Delaney. Hello, Mr. Delaney. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
I am wonderful. How are you, and how is the sunny California going?
Sun's not up yet, but it's coming out.
It's coming up. I always find it an honor when I have guests from California and they wake up so early to be on the show. We are all bright and bubbly and they're thinking, oh, we didn't even have our cup of tea yet.
Right.
You know, so, but you know, Brian, it's always such an honor when you come back and you have amazing things that you are doing. And I want to just share a little bit from your bio. I tell you, I post it in its entirety on the event on Facebook so people can read. But I just want to read a little bit about this this talented young gentleman. Brian Delaney is a social entrepreneur and has been involved in internet marketing for more than 5 years. After completing his BS in marketing at Liberty University, Brian started blogging and ranking for keywords. From day one, Brian started dominating product launches using SEOs, which is search engine optimization, lead capture, and follow-up marketing strategies. He turned his lead generation strategies into a method that he systemized and has been monetizing ever since. Listen to this, guys. How it all started. Brian made his first $750 in his first 7 days of publishing content online. Brian did not put much work into making his first $750 online, but he wanted to understand the science behind how he was able to make money online. Some of us is still trying to figure that out, Brian. That's why we are glad you're here this morning. He wanted that to happen every day. So Brian went on to study SEO and how the internet works. Brian immediately found a mentor who made this learning curve a lot easier, and he contributes his mentor with his success. Within the first 3 months of being online, Brian had his first $10,000. Guys, I don't think I need to read any more. I think you just need to hear from the man himself, Mr. Brian Dulaney. Brian, welcome back to our platform, my brother.
Yeah, thank you for having me today.
It is a pleasure. You know, people hear all of this about you, like I was on earlier on with my first guest, Dori DiCarlo, and she was talking about, you know, every corner you go, you can find a guru from the internet, you know, and there's a lot of hype and fluffed up and all of that going out there. I am glad that you get results. You are not one of those people. You get result. So let's begin by talking about some of the new things that you have going on now in what you're doing. You're having a new product launch and all of that. Let's talk about some of that now.
All right, awesome, man. So we've been doing some cool stuff over the last year with helping people to launch their own personal brands and create their own platforms for selling their coaching programs and products. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to share a cool story from one of my students who...
Brian?
I think, yeah.
You sound as if you're underwater. I don't know why.
Okay, is that better?
So, continue talking and I will see what happened.
All right. So
just continue talking.
Okay. So over the last year we've had we've been doing some pretty cool stuff with helping people launch their own products and services online, and one of my students, Brian, went on to generating over $150,000. Now the cool part about his story was that I met him at an event called SEO Pro, where people pay $1,000 per head to attend, and he was actually invited as a guest speaker, but at the time he was not in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
And he was living in L.A. with his wife, his two kids, and mm-hmm. his wife was pregnant at the time, and as he says, you know, he was living in a dumpy hotel or motel
mm-hmm.
and Los Angeles. And,
uh-huh.
and so when I met him, he was looking to take the knowledge, the expertise that he developed over the last, I don't know, 30 years, and get out in the world, start sharing it.
Uh-huh.
And the first cool story, he generated $150,000 in his first 90 days with no product, no list. He really didn't have any list at all.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, technical skills weren't there whatsoever. And he, you know, to implement the system that I laid out for him, it was about a few hours per week of action.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Pretty cool story.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And, you know, what I'm hearing you say is that we can do that for ourselves as well. We just have to follow what is laid out for us. Because a lot of times we listen to these testimonials and we think, oh, yeah, right. You know, that person have all these skills and qualification and all of that. And, yeah, it cannot work for us. But you're saying you have simplified this, that we can take one step at a time and implement this in all of our businesses and have success story as well.
That's right. Well, here's what happened. Megan and I, my girlfriend and I, we traveled to Hawaii a few months ago. We stayed in Hawaii for 2 months. And the second night that I was in, we were in Maui, I was actually awakened out of a deep sleep. And I heard, the very first words I heard were, share your story.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it was share your story, how you help people launch products and services online.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 2.5 hours straight, I went into the other room, and I thoughts were flooding my mind, and got everything out. And what I realized is that I had been helping people to launch products and services over the last 5 years, but I never had a step-by-step sort of blueprint to launching your own products and services, you know, selling your own membership sites and that kind of thing. And I figured that was kind of my aha moment to it's time that I create something like that.
Mm-hmm. I remember clearly when you had shared that experience when you were back in Hawaii. Yes, I remembered.
Yeah. So it's been a ride ever since then, and it's been developing over the last 6 months into a concrete system that anyone can plug their business to.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Basically, I want to summarize sort of what that system looks like, because really every entrepreneur needs a system like this in their business.
Okay, so, wonderful. Go ahead.
So here's the system in a nutshell. It is the system for turning leads into buyers, converting those buyers to become true raving fans who viralize. I like to say who viralize, but share. Who share your products and services with the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's kind of it in a nutshell. And if, you know, as an entrepreneur, always looking to generate more leads for our business.
I don't know why you're cutting in and out again.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, yeah. So this system helps us to capture the leads, convert them into sale, but based on the system that you have set up, it's not just a one-time deal, because a lot of times we get these leads, we convert them, yet we cannot retain them. But you are saying that this system helps us to retain them. So because they are now committed fans, dedicated fans, they're actually helping us to market and promote who we are because they are committed to us?
Well, yeah. So what happens is a very large piece of the system is to develop a relationship with your prospects in order to turn them into buyers.
Yes.
But also it's to develop a relationship with your buyers in order to turn them into raving fans.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, when people that buy your products or services, when they get excited about a product or service, or they get excited about a person, then many times they'll go out of their way to share you, you know, within their reach, within their circle. And it doesn't matter about the commission. It's not always about the commission, or it's not always about making the affiliate sale, you know?
Mm-hmm. I want to do something here so that people can have a visual. While Brian is talking, I want to ask people to, because if you're not on the chat room and you are listening, I want you to type this in your search bar, http://pwc2.com/ the word THE, uppercase, PFS. Click on that link and you'll be able to follow the conversation on what Brian is talking about, because that's going to take you into the system itself. So
yep.
Again,
go
ahead, Brian.
I also want to note that when it's the URL as well, and it's capital P, capital F, and capital F, just for anyone who's putting that in right now, that they're going to experience a giveaway, powerful giveaway. And giveaways, I mentioned that I was going to share on the call today, I was going to share three strategies or three irresistible money magnets to generate more leads for your business.
Yes.
And this is one of them, so I just want to kind of preface that one.
Okay. So go ahead, tell people about the giveaways or the system, whichever one you want to do first. Maybe you should tell them about the system first and then the giveaway. How do you want to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about the system a little more first.
Yes, please.
So it's at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, generating more leads for your business, converting sales, and actually creating a community of reading fans who share your products and services with the world, either as an affiliate or simply sharing out of feeling the urge to share. You know, I mean, think about the greatest restaurants that we visit or awesome movies that we love. You know, that's the type of stuff that we share. We generally share brands that we really resonate with.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I tell you something about women, Brian?
We find
a good purse and shoes on sale, regardless of the brand, we share in that.
Right.
So, you know, that's how we are as women, but I just wanted to interject that. Go ahead.
Nice. Exactly. So, the game, you know, it's you know, capturing more leads, and there's a lot of ways to capture leads. You know, there really is. Capturing leads, you know, converting more leads into buyers strategically, and then, you know, taking those and creating raving fans who go on and, you know, become your greatest promoters and become your greatest fans. So that's kind of like the overview. You know, it's a seven-step system that I developed over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. See, you mentioned in the beginning my story of how I made that first $750.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just the tip of the iceberg for me.
Right.
Of, you know, learning, you know, make money online. At first, I didn't even think it was possible, but I stepped out on faith and followed the advice of my mentor, who was teaching me how to get a thing called the 30-day challenge at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And his thing was, how to make a dollar in your first 30 days.
Right.
You know?
I like what you mentioned about mentor, Brian, because a lot of entrepreneurs and business people, they don't invest in themselves. And they're out there and they're doing it, and they're doing it the wrong or incorrect way. And because they refuse to invest in who they are, that's why they are stuck in the rut that they are stuck in. So people have to know, in order to get more, you have to give more and do more. And one of that doing is begin to invest in yourself to get the result that you deserve.
Absolutely. I would say that my success has definitely been a result of having great mentors, people that I respect in my life that can help me along the way that have already been there. I think that's huge. Beyond huge. So, yeah. So early on, I found another mentor after the guy who, you know, helped me generate that first 750.
Yes.
I found another mentor who was making a lot more money. He was doing SEO for clients. He had three clients when I first met him that were paying $6,000 a month.
Wow.
Clockwork. And then he was also leveraging product launches. This is like 5 years ago. And I would talk, like, you know, we have these lengthy conversations about, you know, what he's doing, and he was kind of mentoring and helping me along the process to learn. you know, this whole search engine optimization game. And one day he said he told me about this product that just launched and how he was making all these sales, and as a result ended up generating a little over $50,000 during
wow.
his week. And I was
wow.
just kind of shocked at that. I was still at college, you know, still finishing
mm-hmm.
my marketing degree.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I almost didn't believe it, you know.
Yeah, you're thinking, oh, that's not possible.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. But how in the world is that, you know? You guys coming out of college, that's what they make in a year, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people are still listening and saying it's hype, it's not possible. But I know, you know, I've hung around with people like yourself, Willie Crawford and other people, Brian Ridgway,
mm-hmm.
and all those people. And I know it's not hype. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Because I probably used to be one of those people and say, oh, that's just fluff. But here I am, know you guys, rubbing shoulder to shoulder with you guys and see that, yes, it's true. It can happen. You just got to learn. Invest in yourself and
mm-hmm.
do it.
Well, what happened was I got very curious, and I, you know, naturally I got very curious, and what I said, I just basically kept, I just modeled and duplicated exactly what my mentor did.
Now,
and along the way, I figured out that, you know, there's really, you know, you've got guys like James, that was his name, you've guys like James who are making $50,000 just as an affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, well, imagine with these guys, imagine what the product owner was
getting. Yeah, because if you're an affiliate making 50, can you imagine the real owner for the product, how much they made in that month?
Right. I mean,
wow.
You know, they're making millions of dollars on these product launches.
Yes.
In a very short period of time, seemingly. Very short period of time. And, you know, because he's not the only affiliate.
That's right. There are others, too.
That's when I started to duplicate that, model it, and then my first product launch, the very first one I made me.
And all of us, you know, all of us have products and things that we can use. We are leaving millions and thousands of dollars on the table because
mm-hmm.
We don't know how to monetize what we have. And somebody might be in the position that I used to be in, thinking, oh, I don't have any this, I don't have any that. And yet when I have a consultation with somebody like a Brian Delaney, I realize I'm not short. I have so much things. I just need to use it. So
mm-hmm.
I'm asking people to listen with intention so that when you get off of this show and you go back to listen to the archive, you can know what you're going to do. If you have a question for Brian by the same token, I want you to call in 646-915-8166 and ask your question. Go ahead, Brian.
Sure. Okay, so basically what happened was, you know, I started to do what he was doing. It was instantaneous success. I made a couple $100 on the first product launch. Then I struck the next one. It was a very popular launch, and I was leveraging it. And that's when I generated about $10,000, like you mentioned in the beginning of the call.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured that I should start studying these product launches, and I should start figuring out not only what to do as an affiliate, because this is a great, you know, a euphoric moment, but, you know, if affiliates are making $50,000 to sometimes $100,000 promoting other people's products, then imagine what the guys who own the products are making.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started about 5 years ago studying, you know, okay, science behind this. Like, how are they doing this in such a short period of time? There's definitely a science. And this isn't
a system, yep.
In school, this is not something they teach. Even in business schools, they don't have to have their own products in, you know, make $1 million in 30 days. They just don't teach that.
They don't,
you know,
teach it because they don't know it.
They don't know it, right.
Exactly.
If they did, they probably wouldn't be teaching.
That's right.
In the traditional sense. But then I went ahead and I just kept doing what I was doing and
mm-hmm.
signed pretty much every product launch. And that's when I was getting my education, when I was learning by trial and error. I ended up moving out to Aspen, Colorado for about 8 months, 8 or 9 months. And during that time, I was working on launching my own products and services because I knew that's where the real money was.
Beautiful.
And I, even talking to, you know, even talking, even going to, like, you know, live events and networking with people, mm-hmm. you know, I found that, well, the guys who were making millions of dollars were the ones who were, you know, owned their own products, mm-hmm. and the guys who were making tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, they were the guys who were selling other people's products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I want the listeners to understand that a lot of times you'll hear Brian mention product. He's not talking about like a tangible thing that you're going to be mailing out in the U.S.
Right.
mail or ship. These things are products online that can
right.
be downloaded. We, you know, I was off old school thinking, oh, I have to package stuff. I have to put DVD in a case and get a cover on it and all of that and ship it out and all of that. And, you know, when you said no, those things can be uploaded and downloaded by the customers. I was in heaven because for years, Brian, I've been thinking about, oh, I need to find a good deal to package these DVD. You don't have to be storing anything.
Right. So, yeah, that's the key. You can, the most beautiful products are actually just that, information products,
mm-hmm.
Based on your expertise or your passion. And
yes.
you either record those in audio or, you know, the best format is video because people enjoy watching and listening as well.
And people don't have to know how to do this because once you decide to utilize the system, Brian's system teaches you how to do this.
Right.
So you are never going to be out in the cold and wondering, oh, I'm going to do this and how am I going to get this done? It's step by step. It teaches you how to do it.
Yeah, that's right. We have a community of people that support one another, you
mm-hmm.
know, to publish their own products and services, whether you don't yet already have any.
Right.
Or if you do, like yourself, mm-hmm. but you're looking to, I mean, you would say, Daphne, that, you know, you probably have a ton of content. We talked about this yesterday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You have a ton of, you're just not monetizing it.
I'm just not monetizing it, and I'm thinking, good heavens, I went to the TV studio last night and I was sharing with my director. I had no idea the amount of content I have that can be making a difference in people's lives, and I have them on my shelf. You know? Yes, I hear these conversations, but I need to give people access to them. So I am so thankful for the system, that the Perfect Funnel system that you have put in place, that can actually widen all the things that we are doing and give us more of a global image, because we are able to do these virtually.
That's right.
Oh. Okay, we have 31 minutes remaining. So if you want to wind up about the system, and then you could go into the giveaway and all of the rest of what you want to tell the people.
Okay, yeah, sure. Sure. So what I want to talk about, I want to share with you, is our three different strategies for capturing more leads in your business. And there's over 20 of them. I'm going to just give you three today so that you can digest that. So basically we've got, I call them irresistible money magnets, because they pull leads and they put them into your funnel. They put them into your database so that you can properly develop a relationship with them in order to convert people into sales. And, you know, it's important that we develop a relationship, so we're going to talk about that as well. Because generally speaking, people buy friends. They buy from people that they know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important to do that. But three different types of irresistible money magnets I want to share with everyone today are webinars is one. Okay, so let's talk about webinars for a moment. So webinars are a phenomenal platform for sharing your story. Actually, how I launched the Perfect Funnel System, back when I was in Hawaii, I decided that I was going to just figure out if there was even a market for the product that I was inspired to share. I didn't know if there was a market for it or not, but I created a webinar, I set up a webinar, and I started sharing that webinar with the people that I have built up a relationship with, and you know, they started to share it with the people that they knew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's when I got some great feedback right away about my product, which wasn't
mm-hmm.
even created yet. You know, the Perfect Funnel
right.
System was just all philosophy, strategy, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it was time-tested, you know, time-tested
mm-hmm.
strategy. It was all in my head, and I had
yes.
to transfer my head into, you know, into an actual physical, like, you know,
action,
in
yeah, activity,
product, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So webinars are phenomenal. Because just like we're on a show right now, there's more engagement. People can ask
yes.
questions. You know, people can ask questions. There can be the higher, you know, higher level of response as well.
Mm-hmm.
People that are going to are paying attention or listening to the webinar are interacting with you. They're more invest with you at the end of the day. So we find that webinars will be some of the highest conversions for you if you do webinar, if you choose to do webinar.
Mm-hmm.
And you choose to start sharing your story
mm-hmm.
in this way. I mean, even if you have physical even if you sell physical products or services, you still figure out a way to do a webinar, you know?
Yes.
Webinars are mainly what you're going to do in a webinar is simply educate, share your story, educate, and share useful information that someone, you know, some benefits for that, the people that you're either in your market. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the purpose of the webinar. So webinars are phenomenal to start capturing more leads in your business.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one. One is webinars. Two is contests or giveaways. And that's actually what we're doing with the Perfect Funnel System. We have a contest right now that we're giving away brand new buyers. And
would you repeat what you're giving away, because you cut out? I think I know what the problem is. I think you're calling from a cell phone, and that's what I think it is. So just repeat what you're giving away, because that word did not come out.
Okay. Yeah, so we're giving away some of the brand new Kindle Fires.
Mm-hmm.
Kindle Fires, yep. So that's the URL you mentioned earlier. That's where we're giving away some Kindle Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also giving away the rest of the Money Magnets free report that I created about how to generate more in your business. So you guys can get that for free and enter the contest. So you definitely want to be sure to do that. I don't remember the URL you used.
The URL is http://p WC2.com/THE and capital PSF. And that's where you can click on, put it in your search bar, and you can click on it and you can enter to win one of the Kindle Fires.
That's right. Yep. Capital P and capital F and then a capital F. And
mm-hmm.
that'll lead them right over there. So
right.
Cool. So yeah, so we're doing this Kindle Fire giveaway, and what's really awesome about this platform called PunchTab. PunchTab allows you to do contests, giveaways,
mm-hmm.
rewards and points. And what it's used for is to increase the engagement of
mm-hmm.
your website visitors, increase
mm-hmm.
your social reach.
Yes.
So when I was looking into this software, it was really interesting. There's a case study that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they used their platform to hold a contest and a giveaway. And 5,000 people, interesting statistic, about 5,000 people who entered the contest.
Wow.
But because of that, because of the entrance into the contest, 5,000, they got just shot under 200,000 visitors to their website.
My heavens.
200,000 visitors. That's a lot. And
that's unheard of. Wow.
It's unheard of, yeah. Another interesting statistic is that the average user had 37 actions on the website, meaning that they shared it on Twitter, they went to Facebook, they shared it on Facebook, they did Google Plus, they shared it on Pinterest, they left a comment. I mean, there's a lot involved that you can do with the tool, the software.
Mm-hmm.
I found that interesting that the average user did 37 actions. That's intense.
Wow.
That's intense. So,
that is
really
powerful.
Cool. Yeah, that's very, very powerful. I mean, their engagement went up. Imagine, you know, all those people that entered the contest, they must have come back several times throughout that giveaway.
Yeah, because they didn't just click and leave, because too often people just click on a page and they're gone. 37 action from each of those. 30. That's good. That is powerful.
Yeah. So we kind of stood out, you know, in our business, and we did test it a few different of our sites, and
mm-hmm.
we started to notice the same thing. We started to notice that, you know, the number of people that entered the contest, they were also doing the same thing. They were
mm-hmm.
sharing it on Facebook, sharing it on Twitter, Google Plus, Pinterest, Twitter.
Wow.
And they were helping us to viralize what I like to
mm-hmm.
call it, viralizing
mm-hmm.
our
mm-hmm.
brand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it without reward.
Right. Right.
The reward way.
And Brian, I have a question. What
mm-hmm.
you are explaining to us, each and every one of us as entrepreneur, mompreneur, small business people, we can actually do this ourselves using the system. We don't have to engage the service of an expert to do it for us.
Right, exactly. You can do it all yourself. And that's the technology behind the system makes it easy for anyone.
Right.
You know, even
mm-hmm.
someone with hardly any technical skills,
mm-hmm.
you know, and go through the system, use the technology that makes our life easier, you know.
That's right, and it's automatic. It's not like, because the first caller was talking about in years ago when she was raising her kids and how much time she used to spend on her business, and she managed it well. But there are a lot of us now that is spending way too much time on the internet, going through email and all of that. So when we hear of a system that's going to free us sometimes and help us to virtualize this, we are excited
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to
be making
money for us even when we're sleeping.
Exactly.
Yes, so number one, you spoke about webinar. Number two, you spoke about contest giveaway.
Yep, that's right. So number two is the contest and giveaway, and then three is to give away some free video content, so free video training, which is what you and I were talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about giving away some of your video that you've done on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three different strategies. People like to get something for free.
That everybody
and
does.
Yeah, everybody likes to get something for free. Everyone generally likes to try before they buy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole purpose of giveaways. That's the whole purpose of, you know, giving something away for free, especially the last strategy by giving away a video series. The importance there is a lot of people that are coming to your website right now,
mm-hmm.
they don't already know, like, and trust you
mm-hmm.
like friends do. And so the purpose of your money magnet is
mm-hmm.
to develop the trust, to develop that bond or that friendship with your
mm-hmm.
visitors
mm-hmm.
so that when it comes time to seeing your product offer, it makes sense. It makes it a lot easier for them to invest
with
you.
And it gives your expertise credibility too. Because not only are they reading on somebody telling them, they are hearing firsthand from you
what you're doing. Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. Remember, if you have a question, call in 646-915-8166. My guest is serial entrepreneur, Mr. Brian Dulaney, out of San Diego, California. He's also a brother from the Northeast, but he has moved out to bigger and better things. He don't want to be having too much snow to be shoveling, so he moved to California.
Hey, you guys are going to be coming up on some snow here shortly.
Oh, man, don't remind me. Don't remind me, Brian. Oh, I'm telling you. Yes, so we are talking about the perfect funnel system that he has developed for us as entrepreneurs to capture leads, convert them into sale, and get them committed to be raving fans of our service and our business. Yes, continue, Mr. Dulaney.
All right, so where were we? So
we're talking about giving away the free video trainings.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. So like we were talking about yesterday, there is technology out there that makes it easy for you to upload your video content and share your video content, but only share it to people who have, you know, their email address or submitted some of their information, like a name and email. So the purpose of capturing that name and email, number one is a lot of times I know, you know, we land on websites and someone's asking for a name and email, and sometimes we're hesitant because we don't want to continue to add more to our inbox, right? So that's the reason why we absolutely need to make sure that our offer is irresistible, that it's almost effortless to think that, you know, I'm going to give you my name and email, but it's because I really want to see what you have.
What you have. So you're giving it something for something. They're not just giving you their name. They're getting the free video or e-book or whatever it
right.
is giving away.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, and then the whole, then the next step in the process, or the next step in the system, after I've captured the lead, is then to develop a relationship with your prospect in order to convert sales. And so, I mean, I see this all the time. This is a part of the somewhere. A lot of people drop the ball. A lot of people fall off.
People are not so good at following up. Yep.
Right. I see it all the time. Following up, even just think about offline follow-up. I mean, you go to an event, you collect all these business cards, and then you just sit in a stack somewhere.
Yeah, people do that all the while. I tell people, it's called networking, it's not called card pushing.
Right.
You know? Yeah, because a lot of times people don't look on those cards after they leave. So why not have a meaningful dialogue with them so they can know who you are? And when they go to the next event and somebody's talking about somebody, they're going to say, oh, that guy Brian Dulaney has that system that helps to capture leads. But if you just give them the card with the perfect funnel system on it, they have no idea what that means.
Yep.
You know? So it's important to develop relationship, relationship, relationship is important.
Huge. And everything that you teach about developing a relationship offline really and should transfer online.
That's right.
And that's where I see a huge gap. Even some brands that are just fall off when it comes to following up. So follow up is huge, and there's actually multiple ways of doing follow up as well. So we've got the technology that we support that allows you to follow up in multiple different ways. You know, not just an email follow up, but you could also follow up through text messaging.
Yes.
Direct to voicemail, broadcasting, and even direct mail if you want to go to that level.
Wow. There's a lot out there for us to learn. Yes.
There is, yeah. And so it's all about taking the relationship to the next level. I mean, imagine going out you just met someone, you had some great connection, great conversation, and you say, all right, let's do this again, give me a call, and let's try to meet up again next week, because I thoroughly enjoyed, meeting you, I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation, we have a lot in common, and then you just go home, and then that's it.
Oh, that's it. I'm sitting around waiting on them to call. Yep.
Right. So that's a lot. That's really what happens online, and a lot more than not. I mean, more times, 9 times out of 10, that's what happens. That's the user experience is they just fell off. I mean, what happened to that person? I had really good connection.
Wow.
And
we had never heard content. Back from them. Yep.
Never heard back from them. Mm-hmm. I have no clue. I mean, where'd they go? That kind of thing. So the next step in the system, which is happens to be the step, is developing a relationship to convert them into sales. So there's a strategic way of really developing a relationship with your prospects in order for them to start knowing, liking, and trusting you. That when it comes time to spending money or not spending money, they're more on the fence of, spending money with your products and services, as long as it's the right fit, as long as you're targeting your customer. If you're doing that, then it should be a no-brainer for them.
You know, a lot of people, Brian, tend to think that price is why people do business with them. The bottom line, based on experience, when people know, like, and trust you, they don't really focus on what you're charging for it, because they have a relationship with you, and they know the value of that which you're giving them, and they're going to pay for it. So instead of focusing so much on the price, focus on building the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you do properly position yourself in the market and you properly, price really doesn't matter. I mean, you can
That's
be the highest price in your market, but if you're properly developing relationships with your prospects and they know they're getting to know, like, trust you, it's a lot more likely, like you said. I mean, I buy stuff all the time that I don't immediately use, but it could be thousands of dollars.
That's right.
But I know that it's something that I can use or something that I could use in the future. You know what I mean? So price, exactly what you said, the price does not really matter. If the product is a solid product, and I really like what that person is sharing.
Brian, I want to make you aware that we are down to a mere 13 minutes. So you probably want to begin to summarize. I don't know where time goes when you're having fun. Or when you're becoming educated, the time certainly goes by quickly.
It does. Okay. All right. Well, let's just recap. The overall system, the perfect funnel system, is the system for turning leads into buyers and then converting those buyers to become raving fans who share your products and services with the world. And that's the people that they know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the system in a nutshell, it's a 7-step system. Now, there are 3 secrets that I want to share with you that I learned over the last 5 years following all these product launches, even doing my own product launches and helping other people. There are 3 things that I want you to write down, that I want you to write down now. And these are 3 secrets that I discovered. They're overarching secrets for every business, every person who's going to launch their own products and services. And that is, number one is to capture leads. Okay, so every business should be capturing leads. Every business should be converting sales. Number 2 is converting sales. And number 3 is creating raving fans. Capture leads, convert sales, and create raving fans. When you do that, when you're doing those 3 things, that's when you experience, what I've experienced, where on to doing $1 million product launches in a very short period of time because of those 3 pieces.
Beautiful.
Absolutely convert sales, create raving fans.
Beautiful.
What happened was, you know, I then went on over the last 5 years, developed the system to be like a 7-step system. I shared 3 of those steps with you today, which was to have an irresistible money magnet, to capture leads, and to develop a relationship with your prospect in order to convert more leads into buyers. That's really what it was. And there's 4 other steps to the system. Okay, you can learn more about that, obviously, if you can remember.
Yeah, and maybe I know in the months and weeks going down after the launch, there might be different times when you have certain things you want to come back and talk about for people. So, you know, I want you to know that you have a platform. We're down to nine minutes, so you can use, you can take 8 and I'll take 1 for the closing, but use the 8 minutes whichever way you want to.
All right. Yeah, so guys, definitely check out that URL. I believe it's pwc2.com/the, all lowercase, the, capital P, capital F as in Frank, capital S. As in, so the SS at the end of that. And then you can enter, win a Kindle Fire, and get the report that I wrote titled The 11 Irresistible Money Magnets to Generate More Leads for Your Business. So be sure to grab that report and discover all, there's about 21 actual different ways that you can start capturing more leads in your business.
Brian, I want people to rush over there to the URL. Can you just like give them an approximate value of what they are giving away so they know that you invested some money in this giveaway? Tell them with the report and the Kindle Fire, you know, the value.
Well, the Kindle is a couple $100, and you know it's a brand new platform for Kindle, and it's the top of the line for Kindle, so that's $100 and. Then we had the report, I created the report, I spent a ton, so that was my time and it was my experience over the last 5 years. And then I had my designer, he did the graphics for it, and he did a great job. He's one of the top branding experts in the world. And so I paid him to, create that content as well. And I also created some videos to go along with the report as well, and it ends up being about, there's 4 videos, they're all about 15 minutes a piece, and it goes over all the different lead magnets. So, you're looking at $100 in value for free.
That's right.
Just with the report and with videos, not to mention the Kindle. The Kindle's the icing on the cake.
That's right. So you still have 6 minutes that you can use.
Great. So, at this point, what it is that I'm looking to do, I'm looking to continue to help people launch their own products and services, or you already have products and services, to stop leaving money on the table. Because right now, if you're an entrepreneur, if you have your own products and services and you're selling them online, then you are, I can guarantee you, based on my experience, that you're leaving money on the table. So my goal is to help more entrepreneurs to start capturing more, not only more leads, but start making more revenue in their business by implementing the perfect funnel system. And 2 things that I'm really passionate about are having and creating awesome products and services, and 2 is having and creating an awesome experience. So
beautiful.
That plugs into what I share within the Perfect Funnel System. But I thought since I had 6 minutes, I would share that with you, is that, I get excited about projects or products that I seem to market that provide both of those 2 things, awesome products and services and awesome user experience. And you think about brands like Starbucks, where people spend $5 for a cup of coffee. They don't even think about it.
That's right.
Coffee is not the best coffee in the world. I can tell you that from experience. You know?
People is binding. Yep. Just the experience they bind.
Mm-hmm. They're paying for that experience, and they're paying for that. And that's really what they're paying. You're paying for the experience. You're paying for the branding.
That's right.
To make your life seemingly easier because you're now in a Starbucks. And it's an amazing what having that unique user experience can do to a brand,
mm-hmm.
and how it can create raving fans. And you there's certainly Starbucks. If you just look at their fan page, you'll see that there's raving fans.
Wow.
I mean, it's got, I think, over a million fans on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a big brand. But the strategies that I share within the Perfect Funnel System allow you to duplicate what those big brands do.
That's right.
So real quick, before we do go, there's a company that recently sold to Google for $350 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing was, is before they sold to Google, I was analyzing their business because they were an ideal example of a perfect funnel system.
Wow.
And a week later, I get a call from my manager over there. She
mm-hmm.
works for the company.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, we just sold to Google for an undisclosed price, which then I went to look up, and they sold over $350 million. And the
wow.
company's been around for about 3 years.
My God. 3 years.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Wow.
But the
amazing
whole moral
thing.
Of that story is that they were implementing the perfect funnel system into their business
mm-hmm.
perfectly. They were
wow.
capturing leads. They were capturing leads, which you'll find in the report. You'll see screenshots of how they're capturing leads. They're capturing leads. They're converting leads into sales beautifully. And they were creating true raving fans because they had a product that was awesome.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Mr. Delaney. And I want you to know that you have an open invitation to come back. And I tell you, I'm going to listen to you because I want to be doing more for my business and to position myself to sell someday.
Awesome.
A healthy, healthy price tag. So,
I look forward to seeing that in the market.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so very much. Is there anything else you want to say before you go?
Just want to let everyone know the URL to visit is pwc2.com. So p2.com/lowercase the and all capital P, capital F, and capital S. I'll take you over to enter the giveaway to download our report.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I know we will be speaking soon offline. Continue the great work you're doing and for helping us as entrepreneur, mompreneur, small business owners, whatever tag we are using, to position ourselves effectively into this global market. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you, Daphne, for having me today.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It's amazing. We have two fantastic conversations today. There's absolutely no reason why we cannot succeed in our business. We had Dori DiCarlo to walk us through what she has been doing in her business. And now we had Brian Delaney talking about the perfect funnel system. And again, the URL is PWC and the numeral 2.com/the and uppercase P as in Peter, F as in Frank, and S as in soul. I look forward to seeing you again on Sunday evening.
place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know what's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? You've been called to change names.